fizzle. Production shizzle.
Oh yes, BK. Make me want to dance. So definitely a strip club song.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
This skating song too.
Oh yeah, it's a modern day roller skating song.
Oh yeah,
for sure. Shoot the duck. All right, we got It's Okay, It's Not Okay, but we got a couple of Take It Back Thursday calls first. Stand by. We're going to fade into the great Tampa Tony, Tampa's number one rapper.
Yes, number one of all time.
Oh, snap. It looks like you might have to take it back. It's Take It Back Thursday.
Your neck and your back.
Take It Back Thursday allows you to dig into the vaults of Drew R. Garabo and allow me to take back any comments I might have made.
It's strange how this is a kind of a one-sided bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You seem to get all the action on this bit.
Right. I've said horrible things to people. I've said awful, awful things. And I love the opportunity to take them back. Derek, what's up, man? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live's Take It Back Thursday.
What's going on? I'm calling for back in the days when you was like a tough guy and really mean on the radio. You called me a basement dwelling douchebag with my Dungeons and Dragons when I try to put you on the Game of Thrones when it was first coming out. And now I can see that you're actually telling everyone else about it, and I never thought I could get the Drew R. Garabo ever. Wait,
hold on 1 second. I said basement dwelling douchebag who plays Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes.
The only reason I am doubting the veracity of your phone call is because I don't think I would put basement dwelling together with douchebag. I would put basement dwelling together with loser. I would say you're a basement dwelling geek, nerd, loser.
You have to get out of the house and around people to be a douchebag.
Right. You got to be a deliberate, like, hey, I'm a friggin' douchebag. Right. I got Axe body spray.
You don't do that alone.
Right. Yeah. No one's a douchebag alone in their mom's basement playing Dungeons and Dragons watching Game of Thrones. So you can understand my hesitance to buy into what you're selling, sir.
It's fine if you don't want to buy into it, but I just really applaud you how much you actually took it on.
I'm not here for your paltry compliments, sir. I'm here to right the wrongs.
No, you could declare a victory here. Yeah, you got Drew.
I don't want to.
You flipped him.
Are you certain that I referred to you as a basement dwelling douchebag? That is exactly the phrase I used to describe you. Are you certain?
Sure, my name is D-Rack.
How do we know your name's D-Rack?
Whose name
D-Rack
is D-Rack?
D-Rack, these nuts in your mouth!
No, get out of here.
No.
Jabroni.
That was forced.
No, you're a loser.
Yeah. It's got to flow naturally.
Basement-dwelling loser.
Yeah.
Who plays Dungeons & Dragons and gets these nuts jokes on the radio. I knew it.
But I know you love Game of Thrones.
Oh,
but
dude,
before you were persuaded to watch it, did you go hard against it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just thought it was all about dragons and it was hokey. You thought it was something stupid.
Yeah. Gio and Seth would try to get me to watch it. I'm like, what are you nerds talking about?
I would have started
with engulf yourself in a dragon show before you do it.
When is the last time HBO put out some junk?
It's been a long time.
I trust the brand.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they got to keep it going.
If it was a USA Network show, I probably still wouldn't have watched it.
Or a Sci-Fi Network.
Right. Yeah. I still wouldn't have watched
it. There's a couple shows on there that are a waste of time.
Sure.
Most of them.
But that show I resisted because of the dragons. I was like, there's no way I'm ever watching that show.
Can I say that this is the first year that I ever remember where I've been into Shark Week?
Yeah, me too.
I've been watching a lot of Shark Week.
Me too. I took a couple years off.
Yeah.
I needed to. Because you saw the same documentaries every year.
See, I'm new to it. I always kind of, Shark Week is kind of cool. But I'm like, how can you do a whole week of sharks? Oh, man.
Now you know.
1 week's not enough.
I will tell you, this is the best Shark Week that they've had in a long time.
Yeah.
I had to decompress because I love sharks, all sharks.
Well, it gets better as our technology gets better.
Correct.
Cameras are smaller and better definition. Yeah.
Yeah, you get better views of the great whites and stuff.
What is the better, pound for pound?
Yeah.
Is there a better or more effective apex predator?
Not than the great white shark. Crocodiles are great and whatnot, and they're very powerful.
But the
lions are cool.
The great white, I mean, all except for the great white shark has to be in water.
Well, yeah. I mean,
the number one needs to be able to do both.
Right. And that's a crocodile. They can kill you on land and water.
I'm not letting one kill me on land.
No. But the way that the great white shark launches himself out of the water and he goes like parallel to the ground.
Like breaching.
That is the most beautifully stunning kill that you're ever going
and
to see.
And a great white shark's like, what, 1,500, 2,000? They shouldn't be able to be that agile and that fast.
They shouldn't,
but
they
are. Work.
And the way that they open their mouth and their jaws like dislocate so that they can eat you, and then they have rows of teeth behind those teeth, they were built to kill, to chew, and to consume you. These are amazing. There's a planet that is just entirely great white sharks somewhere.
I want to do a shark dive where I go down in a tank. And they dangle meat all around. Mm. I want to do that.
You want to do that?
You go ahead.
What are you going to get out of that?
Yeah, what do you think you're going to get?
Adrenaline rush.
Oh, okay. I get one of those when I drive on the 275 every single day.
If you go to Saudi Arabia, you can go out and like they put you in a metal tank. They drop you in the ocean and the sharks are all around.
Sharks in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Sharks?
I swear.
Where's there an ocean? You got the Indian Ocean over there?
I don't know which ocean.
They probably got a man-made ocean.
They have an ocean in Saudi Arabia.
In the Caspian Sea. We have imported these sharks in there.
I respect the shark too much. I don't need to go to his house.
No.
I don't need to mess with, especially the great white. Those things don't behave.
No. I can trust and love them from afar, right. and I don't ever need to be a part of their life. Look at these people in the cages as the great whites.
You deserve everything.
Yeah, Micah, you don't want to do this. Look at these
people. Definitely want to do that.
You definitely don't want to do that.
I will do that at some point in my life.
You definitely do not want to do any of that. That's crazy talk. Chris, what's up? Drew Garabo Live. You got to Take It Back Thursday for us?
Yes, sir. It goes back.
All right. One moment. I got to give you the alternate Take It Back Thursday theme.
Got to slow it down.
Ms. Tracy Chapman's going to slow it down for real quick for the couples out there.
Oh, yeah.
I am so sorry for that outburst.
Maybe it's time to take it back. It's Take It Back Thursday.
Sorry is all that you can say.
What'd I do?
You called me a troll.
You might be one.
No, sir. You trolled everybody on that particular day.
I don't know what troll means, but...
What's a troll?
Why would I call you a troll? How did I accuse you of a troll?
Okay. It was back one of the Star Wars movies when they had the Black Jedi. And I told you they had a Black Jedi, they had a Black Stormtrooper.
Right.
Oh, correct.
Controversy. And I told you there was a Black Jedi.
Okay.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
For 45 minutes, people kept calling, telling you, and you're like, there's no way there's a Black Jedi.
Right. Okay.
So you called me a troll, man.
There was outrage about this, I see.
So wait, you were the first person to call and say there was a Black Jedi and it said stop trolling?
You called me a troll for saying there was a Black Jedi. You said there was never a Black Jedi.
Well, there was never a Black Jedi, man. Let's be honest.
Really? You going to go there again?
You probably got caught up in a troll vortex, my man. Sometimes...
Yeah, you trolled everybody. And my other thing was this. Huh? Your attorney, Ann Hosh?
Fran Hosh, yes.
Fran Hosh, would you consider having her on the show so we could talk to her and stuff?
Why? I think there are enough legal outlets on the radio for you to call into.
He wants to talk to Fran Hosh, is what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, you can reach her at her offices, and she can give you some legal advice. I mean,
that's what she does.
Yeah, that's cool,
but but listen, sometimes I'll troll for the sake of trolling. For example, when LeBron James announced that he was going back, this is one of my favorites. When LeBron James announced that he was going back to Cleveland, I pretended that I didn't get the breaking news, and I told people there was no way he would ever go back to Cleveland, even though the story had broken an hour prior, and people were calling to yell at me about it, and I told them they were dead wrong.
People love that stuff.
Yeah, no, you did that day, too.
I did. I'm sorry I do that from time to time. And if you did genuinely get your feelings hurt by me calling you a troll because you made up a cockamamie story about a Black Jedi, then I'm sorry that your feelings got hurt. But there are no Black Jedi, sir.
Okay, cool deal. Love you.
Love you. I take it back. 727-579-1025. This dude says there's an animal better than the great white shark. Better.
That's debatable.
Better, very, very relative term.
Say a spider.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Drew. Okay. First of all, you got the tiger shark, which is more aggressive than the great white.
But it's not great.
I mean, it's not great, though. You know, he's a tiger. He's not great.
You got me there. Okay. How about the orca?
Killer whale's cool, but he's not as cool looking as the great white.
It's in water,
he
man.
Tosses, yeah. Yeah, he orca. Tosses 200-pound seals around like it's an Easter bunny.
Yeah, and they hunt more effectively, too. But like you see him and you think SeaWorld. You think, you know, you can go see Shamu
I
at
can see
SeaWorld.
Him everywhere.
Yeah,
okay,
you can't see a great white.
Did you ever see the YouTube video where the guy's about knee-deep in the water and the orca comes? He didn't even get to scream. He just swallowed this guy and took off.
Yeah, but there's nothing special about the orca. You got the fake orca.
Yeah.
The fake
there's
killer
a
whale.
Fake orca. Yeah.
I'm not interested. No, dude. I can't tell them apart.
You see an orca and you think it's a panda that can swim, and you see a great white shark and you go, that's a badass killing machine, bruh.
Well, I don't want to swim with either one of them, but I was just thinking of something better than the great white. And there's a... Okay. All right, you got me.
Thank you, though. Those are good suggestions, though.
Would
you
accept grizzly bear?
Yeah. They're badass. They get you in the water or land.
Uh-huh.
Or a tree. What about the band Great White? Look at all the people they killed in that fire.
They don't kill that often, though, yeah?
Hey, man, when they kill, they kill. They'll stalk you. They'll perform at county fairs and whatnot.
It's not a part of the show.
They lure their prey into a very poorly constructed nightclub in the northeast United States of America.
With cheap drinks.
So
cheap
it's like
drinks.
The guy on the cruise from the Mystery Dinner Theater.
And then before you know it, the place is aflame and you can't escape. And
no, they do this in every show.
But the drapes are on fire. No. Stick around for the encore.
Yeah, watch. These guys are great.
And then the entire band feasts on your barbecued remains. That's how you can tell Great White has been in a corpse, because it's once bitten, twice shy. What's up, Don? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Hey, without looking it up, do you know exactly how many shark species or different species of shark that there are?
Without looking it up. Okay.
Take a guess.
Okay. Species of
I feel shark. Like you're looking it up.
I'm not, I swear. Mike, am I looking it up? No.
No, he's not.
No, Mike,
he's not even looking
it up. I'm going to be like Bubba Gump here. Okay, you got your tiger shark, lemon shark, shrimp etouffee, great white shark. I'm going to go 440.
Man, you looked it up.
Did I look it up?
He turned away from his computer.
Sir, there's no way I could have looked that up. I turned away from my computer. I just calculated bull sharks times, the I equals -1 imaginary number.
And, sir, I was ready to throw something at him.
He was, and that caused me to think even faster. And then the quadratic equation came into play, and then a squared plus b squared equals c squared, and then I came up with 440. Wow. Did I nail it? Did I get the right number?
You did.
Sir, he also named all 440 of them before the show in office.
Yeah, I was just sitting around, BSing with the guy. Hey, guys.
Hey, I've got since you got the right number, I've got some concert tickets for you. You are the winner today.
Oh, thank you. What am I going to go see?
Great White.
Oh, man, he missed it. You teed it up for him.
Yeah, I know. He could have really totally nailed me with the D's Nut Show. But thank you, sir. What's up, Mary?
Hey, you guys just mentioned it. I just want to call about the bull shark.
That's a bunch of bull shark.
It has the highest testosterone of any animal, and it's responsible for the most, the highest number of shark attacks.
If that
not
was true,
the fact that they can swim up rivers.
They would put that stuff in a pill, wouldn't they?
What?
Bull shark stuff.
Yeah.
They'd put it in pills if it was
they
the
would.
Most testosterone.
Like you need some testosterone, you take a bull shark pill. Yeah,
they're extremely aggressive.
Well, they can go into brackish water, right? Right, they can swim in brackish water. Like you think you're in fresh water, so you're safe from a shark. You're like in some canal somewhere. All of a sudden, a bull shark comes out of nowhere, and you're like, that can't be a shark. And that's how they get you. And you got to hold out your red cape, and you're like, Toro. And then the bull shark goes by, and then people scream.
Actually, now they can. They're doing freshwater. The females are going up rivers of freshwater and giving birth to the pups because they don't have any natural predators. They've learned to live in freshwater too for a period of time.
I'm not afraid of freshwater sharks.
Freshwater sharks sound so weird. So you can be in a lake doing a little bodyboard, a little tubing, if you will, and then all of a sudden, a bull shark's going to be next to you. I get nervous every time I say bull shark. I just think that's going to go someplace else. Yeah. That is a bunch of bull shark. Thank you, though. Appreciate the call.
You ever hear a story of a shark in the bay?
Yeah.
What are they seeing?
People have said there's a shark in the bay.
There is
shark,
one?
A bull shark.
Oh.
At least one.
Yeah.
At least one bull shark in the bay.
Yeah, I'm probably.
Probably swimming around, knows how to evade and elude.
At least one.
least one bull shark. Man, that's it's still killing me saying that word. What's up? Oops, you're not John. Yeah, you are. Hi, John. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, what's up, Drew? Yeah, well, I'm saying the hippopotamus. You got your water factors, you got your land factors, and the jaws and teeth on those sons of guns.
Very deadly. Mm. Highest kill rate on the continent of Africa.
They kill everything, those hippos. And you think they're so docile. You see them and you're like, oh, cute little river horse. You know,
I want them to stay over there.
From a distance, they're great, but those hippos get up on you and boom, they'll kill you.
Are they killing people on purpose or by accident?
Yeah. Well, they get very territorial, so they see you as a threat. When you're coming by in your canoe and you're like, oh, look at the hippo.
I can just imagine a hippo talking to you guys and tries to give you a hug and then kills you.
No. I think they are herbivores. I don't even think they
eat. So they're not biting people.
It's total by accident.
Total like defensive
just
kill.
Like capsizing your boat.
Yep.
And very stubborn. Territorial.
And did not Pablo Escobar have hippopotami down in Colombia? And in his little zoo down there, he released them and they're still. Google right now, Mike Rotunda, Pablo Escobar hippos. And I guarantee you're going to find out that they released his hippos that he had in captivity, and they play down in Colombia. The hippos do.
They're like running wild?
Like running wild in Colombia, I swear to you.
I believe that.
Ooh. I think SBK could put them in a big green egg.
I probably could. Maybe one.
You're right, Drew.
Meat's a little tough. I am. Please tell me how I'm right.
Pablo Escobar's escaped hippos now roam wild in Colombia rivers. Pablo Escobar, the notorious Colombian drug baron of the 1970s and 80s, was at one time responsible for 80% of the global cocaine market.
Yep.
He was also behind the thousands of bombings and assassinations.
All right, we've all seen Narcos, but he's a terrible guy.
But then you scroll down and eventually
he's got hippos.
He took all the hippos.
He had hippos as pets, and when they locked him up, they said he said, "Oh, okay, go run free." So if you go down to Colombia, you're gonna run into some hippos.
I mean, if I went to jail and then got out, I would want some pet hippos too.
Of course.
Well, I hope they have signs up.
Like, beware of hippo?
Hippo zone, yeah.
Yeah, cuidado.
Yeah, because this is so gross, but when I was 10, I went to Wiki Watchy,
yeah.
Homosassa Springs.
Oh, okay.
And the hippos, they have a splash zone, and they're not splashing water.
Wait, you're saying there are hippos in the Homosassa Springs?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, hippos.
Get out of here.
They have, like, a zoo.
Oh.
And so they have hippos in a little, like, sanctioned off area.
Not running wild.
No.
Oh, okay.
But they have a spray zone, and they're not spraying water. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
You watch out. You don't have a picnic within 100 yards.
So you're saying if I go down to Homosassa Springs and do a little kayaking, there are going to be hippos?
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus? Like hippopotami that rap?
No, like hippos, like the animal, a hippo.
A hippo is basically a big pig.
Gigantic pig.
Yeah. Massive pig.
That can kill you.
Explodes.
With tusks.
They have bacon, too.
Hippo bacon?
Yeah, hippo bacon.
Very fatty. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Great show, guys.
Thanks,
and Mike. I was just calling and saying, what about the great hammerhead? Because we do have great hammerheads, and
I'm not
I've
afraid
seen
of a
old
hammerhead.
Salt.
It's tough to take them seriously, dude.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense.
It until they come up on you and you see one that's like 16 feet. Old Salt, look it up.
Yeah, it won't see me. They have bad vision. Yeah, they're looking this way, looking that way.
Yeah, man, I can't take one seriously. Plus, the only way they can kill you is if they use their head like a hammer and they just nail you into the bottom of the ocean. They're just like...
And they're going to hurt their eyes doing that, so...
That's true.
Thanks, man. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We've fallen down an animal vortex, and I'm not mad. What's up, Eric? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, man. I'm into the animal vortex, too, man.
Good.
I don't know. Did you guys see the video last week with the lion and the poachers? And I think they were somewhere in Africa, and the guy was going to shoot at it, and it he hit the lion. But the lion jumped at him last second and took a rip out of his shoulder. It was freaking. It was brutal, man.
So the lion won.
Brutal. If you guys,
I always root for the lions in a hunting situation. Do you think any of what we said would be considered ragging on sharks so far? I get so pissed off when people tweet the dumbest things.
How were we ragging? We were amazed at Shark Week.
Yeah, so, I just said I want to go swim with them.
We were trying to find a predator that was bigger and better than the great white.
I wish if people tweeted stupid stuff that was inaccurate about the show, their brain would just erupt and then kill them immediately. This guy tweeted Jen Epstein and said, "Jen Epstein, your friend at Drew on the Radio is tagging on sharks. Last week, didn't you learn they are peaceful creatures?" And then I said, "WTF does tagging mean?" And he said, "Ragging on."
Wow.
We have not ragged on a single. We are celebrating the shark, you dope. Wait, how can you be so stupid as to think we're ragging on sharks? They're amazing.
Well, he did. He said they're gentle creatures. Well, not on Shark Week.
Nurse sharks are gentle creatures. Whale sharks are gentle creatures. Bull sharks.
I haven't seen anything gentle yet.
Great white sharks, they're killing machines.
We're talking about our respect for the shark.
Right, our respect for all 440 species of shark.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Alan? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
How you doing? I got a comment more or less on the shark. The shark fin soup. Do you know what kind of shark that is? Because more or less the reference to the most testosterone in a shark, isn't that more or less why people actually eat shark fin soup?
That would be the black tip shark.
Yeah, and shark fin soup is a disgusting,
disgusting thing. That is disgusting.
I've never had it. But
you shouldn't.
You should report the person that offers it to you.
Yeah, those horrible fishermen who cut the fin off and then leave the shark to die, they're awful, awful people. It's disgusting that they do that.
Yeah, I like calamari and everything. I'm from Kansas. I came down here to Florida and opened up the gator tail and everything else. I like turf more than surf.
All right.
But, you know, certain delicacies are worth trying. But, you know, I just want to know if any of you guys, you know, being food connoisseurs, knew a little bit more about that.
You want some of that soup bad, don't you?
Yeah, don't do it, man. Don't do the shark fin soup.
I had a guy today tell me, I told him, you know, I need to actually get more muscle. And he, you know, told him I eat protein. He's like, nah, man, you don't need to eat more protein. It's that, you know, you need to, you know, just your girl's juice, just, you know, ingest that.
Okay, get out of here.
What?
Talking
that
about
that escalated really quickly. I need more muscle. I'm gonna eat shark soup. That's totally not a trend.
Did he say his girl's juice?
I don't know what he was saying.
And he said, I'm from Kansas. I've tried calamari. He kind of lost me there.
That's why he was trying to let you know his journey when it comes to eating different foods.
I left Topeka, and then I decided I'm going to try some fried squid. And then everything went to hell, and I need more testosterone. I'm a girl's juice. Sam, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Sam?
Hey, Drew, what's up?
So,
hey, LOD, buddy.
Thank you, man. You too.
Hey, scenario. Based on yesterday's show, if you're in a room with Bailey J.
Okay, go on.
And your girlfriend, who's hot, I'm just assuming, and Bailey J is a little turned on, who gives you the Heimlich maneuver if you're choking?
Good question. You did say scenario, which I do appreciate.
Here we go, yo.
We should do a radio bit where people call up with different scenarios.
Right.
And then we play this song.
Okay. I'm about it.
Word.
Well, you got to give him an answer, though.
Okay, I got to give you an answer. No batteries included and no strings attached. The answer to the question. What up, Rico? Rico came in. We were bumping a little Tribe Called Quest. I like that. So I'm in a room and beautiful girl and Bailey J and I'm choking. Who gives me the Heimlich maneuver? Well, clearly I would want the food removed. So I would want Bailey J, because if the Heimlich maneuver doesn't get me to spit out the food, what she's going to do next is certainly going to get the food expelled from my esophagus.
Okay, see, it's a 2-for-1.
Man. Like, oops, it didn't happen with the clutch. So there's your answer, sir. Thank you for playing What's the Scenario.
So you're planning to have lunch with her soon, right?
Brown. I've invited her.
Okay.
Yeah. I tweeted a direct message to her yesterday.
You guys trying to get on the same schedule or what's happening?
I mean, probably trying to get on the same schedule of her direct messaging me back. I said, hey, would you like to grab some lunch next week? I'd like to finally meet you. That was
Does she know you're serious, though?
P.S. I'm totally super serious.
Yeah.
That was 23 hours ago that I sent that, and there's been
no word.
There's been no response.
It'll come.
Yeah, no, it, well,
she's probably busy, man.
Yeah, you know, just busy. Hi, John. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, John? John, hello.
Yo.
John.
How are you?
Hi.
Everything good?
Everything's great, man. How you doing, bud?
Awesome. I just want to know what kind of, this isn't John, this is Butch, but
oh, I'm sorry.
I just want to know, John. It's all good, bro. It's your show. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh. Hey, Shelly.
Hey, what kind of show are you guys running, though? Because, your boy was talking about the hippos, and he said, oh, the biggest killers in Africa.
They are.
Keep
them
there.
They kill more people.
But he only wants them here if they're in captivity.
Right.
Seems a little sketch to me.
Why is that? Whoa, I didn't say anything about captivity.
No one even used the word captivity.
Yeah.
Oh, you're okay with them being here if they're at a zoo? They're talking about how Mustafa Springs, and you're like, oh, they're just wild? No, they're at the zoo. Oh, well, that's okay.
Would you rather have hippos running wild in the state of Florida, or would you rather have them in captivity where they're not going to tear up your
lettuce? I want to know where they're going to be.
Yeah, where would you like hippos in Florida, sir? What kind of show are you running?
I mean, I'm not running any show, but exactly. I'm also not the one up there being a proponent saying, hey, send them back to Africa or only have them in captivity.
Who said send anybody back to Africa?
No, you're the first person.
No, he said, oh, keep them over there. You don't want them in America.
No one said, you are forcing your hippo agenda onto us, sir. We said nothing about exporting the hippos, importing the hippos, enslaving the hippos, or emancipating the hippos. This is clearly you with your hippo agenda. You have bad listening skills.
I'm going to work on that.
Okay, you work on listening because you're bad at it. You're very, very bad at it. Let's give you the real deal here. Hippos kill more people in Africa than any other predator. You know that, right, sir? You're not a dum-dum.
I mean, I'm going to take your word for it because okay. I can't say they don't.
All right, so you are a dum-dum. Because you're taking my word for it, that's what makes you a dum-dum. So yes, they kill more people. Lions, elephants, all that. The hippo kills more people. So the hippos that were brought into Colombia by Pablo Escobar now run wild down in Colombia. We said that there should be a warning sign, cuidado, hippo, that says warning hippo. And then Micah told her tale of being on the home of Sassa Springs, where the hippos will spray.
Very repulsive.
Spray repulsive fluid at passersby and kayakers and canoe enthusiasts and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And we said you just got to be careful there. Oh, they're in a zoo. They don't run wild. How in the hell does your stupid brain misinterpret that to be send the hippos back to Africa or it's good that they're enslaved?
Because if they're at the zoo, they're being confined, right?
Well, one would hope so.
Enslaved, right. So you're okay with having them, confined into maybe a little cell or whatever you want to call it, a cage?
You should be confined, sir.
Where do you want your hippos?
Yeah, we should study your brain or lack thereof to determine how we can avoid future humans being like you. Where would you like the hippos, sir? Where do you want them to be?
I don't concern myself with it.
You're calling us?
Where the hippos are at. No, I'm just saying you're the one that wants, okay to confine them or have them stay in Africa,
But where do you want the hippos? Here. You're taking issues with where I want the hippos. Where do you want the hippos?
Hippos should be welcomed in America and should be, brought into the rest of society as a normal animal.
So we should introduce a foreign species, an invasive species. Do you know what the pythons have done to the Everglades, sir? They have suffocated the flora and fauna of the Everglades, sir. Okay? So don't you start saying that you're going to introduce a foreign invasive species like the hippopotamus.
The pythons have suffocated the flora of the Everglades when they come from the rainforest, and the rainforest has not been suffocated.
They are not a natural species in the Everglades. They are choking out the vegetation. They are driving away the nutria and other species down there that should be there instead of the python. That's why they have round them up and kill them python
hunts.
They
don't have any predators.
Damn right.
No predators. There's not enough rednecks out there.
Shut up. Just get out of here, sir.
Hey, guys. I appreciate it. Shut up.
You hate the show.
Be honest. You hate our show.
If he loved the show, he wouldn't have done that.
Exactly. If you love the show, don't disrespect the show with your stupidity.
Take it back.
It's like tweeting something dumb and then saying LOD afterwards. Yeah. It hurts my brand.
I think they do that to throw you
they
off.
They do. Yeah. Like, hey, Drew, just watch the show. I hate minorities.
Run you down, LOD.
LOD, yeah. Hope you die of AIDS. What's up, Christine Detail? Oh, Christine Details. Hey, darling.
She's going to fall asleep.
You haven't heard from me for a while.
What's up, baby?
Anyway, I concur with you with getting rid of the pythons out of the Everglades. Though I can tell you, I was in Africa and I went on a safari.
What?
We took pictures of hippopotamuses, hippos.
Hippopotami.
And we never got endangered by them. I did get bitten by a monkey in the same area. I was photographing a monkey with a baby on the back. And when I turned to run, the monkey bit me. But we had no problems with the hippos.
Uh-oh.
We took photographs. And also when I was there, we saw a poached elephant. And I can't tell you what a sorry sight it was.
I poach eggs, not elephants.
They cut off the tusks, and it was absolutely awful. And they're killing animals with gallbladders. And they all go to Japan. It's just...
You got bit by a monkey?
Yeah, let's rewind to you getting bitten by a monkey, please. What type of monkey and what happened? And give us the blow-by-blow, that lucky monkey.
It was a wide-faced marmot, if I can remember. This was many years ago. And I went to take pictures of them, and there was a baby marmot, if that's what it's called, marmot, on its marmot. Mother. And suddenly the mother bared her teeth, and I said, okay, this is going to be a problem. So I turned around to run away, but it grabbed a hold of my ankle and bit me.
I wish I could have seen that monkey biting you. That would have been so awesome. If I could see anything in this world, it'd be a monkey biting Christine Details.
But I never started hanging from chandeliers or anything.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I never got C.
diff. Well, listen, thank you. If you're looking to get bitten by a monkey around here, you know, there are macaques everywhere, and a macaque would love to get a hold of you, Christine Details. They don't bite.
Any male would like to get a hold of me.
They don't bite, but macaque will spit all over
you. She went there fast. She did.
Thank you, Christine. Okay, great to hear from you, sweetheart.
Same here.
When she said Tusk, it reminded me of my favorite Fleetwood Mac song called Tusk. Weird song by Fleetwood Mac, to be sure. All right, hang on. We'll talk about predators and animals and all that stuff. This is a dream come true for me. It would be Seth's worst nightmare, but he's not here. He's in Colorado, and we're talking about animals, and I love it. And we've got It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Coming up next, where you'll find out if you live a certain lifestyle, government's okay with you being fired for it. Next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.